With regard to routines, you mentioned that. What sort of things do you tell parents as far as, you know, when to take the laxatives and, you know, if they have to deal with school and things like that? I mean, how does that work for parents and families?
We usually recommend that people do cleanouts on the weekend. Sometimes you'll have families who, you know, they want to try to do it over a holiday, which is fine too, but really trying to eliminate school from the picture is a big deal. School is a big deal, and having accidents at school is a really big deal. And people who don't realize that when you're talking about grammar school children and even some older children who are in middle school, that can be an issue. And it obviously is a source of embarrassment and a source of concern for the child and the parents. So we try our best to keep school out of the picture. I also have a tendency to tell parents to give medications like right after school if you're doing once-a-day dosing, because if you give the medication right after school or at the earliest possible time you can, then the chances of having a bowel movement in the evening and then again maybe in the morning are better. It depends on the child, though. I actually had a mom ask me the other day, you know, when should I give this? Is it okay if I give it after school? When will that produce a bowel movement? And my answer, which is frequently what I say to this question, is you kind of have to pay attention to your child. So when you give the medication, maybe the best time to kind of play around with the timing is on the weekends, again, and to see if you can get into a pattern and a habit of when the bowel movement will occur after taking the medication. We also recommend trying to have regular toileting twice a day, and after breakfast and after dinner are usually the best times for that, because that helps establish routine.